League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, where are you on this? Okay, here's we talked about this yesterday. I don't want to be the Patriots, okay? I don't want our Astros team to be the Patriots. I don't want just, okay.
Well, tell me what that means.
Law beat it. Richard Seymour beat it. Lawyer Malloy beat it. Logan Mankins beat it. Everybody beat it. We don't care.
Mankins beat it after eight or ten years.
Let me finish. Okay. And So I mean, I want my team to have some heart. I do. I want them to have a little bit of loyalty. I know, you know, they brought the first title here, baseball title here, and all of that stuff. But right now, this team needs a little boost. This team could use a little something. And I know that they love Jake Marisic. I know that they love Evan Gattis. I know that they think highly of Derek Fisher. I get all of that. Derek Fisher was on the post, even though he didn't get any, they didn't let him bat. You can run whenever we tell you to do stuff.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But I don't want them to be so loyal that they're actually hurting the organization. And I think right now they're being so loyal to these guys that they're hurting the organization.
Well, I mean, not really. You'll find that out with how they handle Keuchel. That's going to be the test of real loyalty. Keeping a guy in a lineup in April, I mean, you really think that's – I mean, they can change how they do that. They're not tied to that. You give a guy a four-year contract at $24 million, now that's loyalty. And if he's still pitching like the fourth or fifth best pitcher on the staff, loyalty is when you tie into a multi-year contracts to me. I just feel like they're just kind of going with status quo right now. I'm not worried about that. I think they can get away from Marisnik or those guys. I'm not that worried about that. What I am worried about is I don't know how – well, I'm almost to the point where I just feel like you just can't even make – I mean, Keuchel cannot be an Astro after this. He can't because you got to do everything you can. I don't think you let Springer get away. I'm to the point now where you really can't let Springer, Altuve, or Correa get away. Those are the three guys you got to build around. Three guys in the middle, and you got to figure out your pitching staff. Obviously, Cole is going to be long term. McCullers, I assume, is long term. And then, I mean, Keuchel's the one who's going to have to go. And if you bring him back, and this has nothing to do with Dallas Keuchel, I'm just saying you can't pay everyone $20 to $25 million a year. You just can't. It's not feasible. The Astros were too good at drafting players or bringing in players. That's it. And now the penalty for that, like the Patriots had after years, is eventually it will get you cap-wise. Eventually you get to second contracts. And you can't pay everyone who you can't pay elite talent across the board. I mean, unless you're the Yankees, I guess, or Red Sox, you can't.
But the
Astros can't.
No, I think they get that too. And I don't believe that Keuchel's coming back. I don't think there's any way that they're going to. I think that's why they brought in Garrett Cole, if you want to know the truth, to take his place. And don't forget, Charlie Morton too is gone after this year if they don't pay him. Dallas Keuchel. You know what? You got to continue to evolve. But I don't. You know, I know it's baseball, and you have to move at a snail's pace, but I think that you got to have a little bit more urgency than they have right now. I think they're throwing away games right now. I think they're too loyal to Marisnik and Fisher and Gattis. I think that because we really like these guys, but it's time, you know, you got to take some chances. Gleyber Torres won the game for the Yankees. He's a young guy that they brought. This was the American game seven, the American League Championship Series team last year. You know what they did? They brought up one of their young stars because, you know what, we need to bolster the bottom of the order. The Yankees are almost identical to the Astros. Their first four hitters are really, really good, four or five hitters, and then there's a lot of trash. And yet they brought up a really young guy that is going to be the future, a high draft pick that they think can help them now. I'm seeing so many people, will you relax? They're 20 and 13. Will you relax? Why can't you act like a team that's trying to win championships all the time? And you know what they have? They went out and got Garrett Cole. They tried to get Zach Britton, the closer, last year. They act like it, and yet right now they're acting like a team that, it's okay. You know what? 28 straight scoreless innings, it's okay. We'll keep running out the same lineup. We'll keep running Jake Mariznick with his 400 strikeouts already. He's on pace for 400 strikeouts.
John, who's the best general manager in the city right now?
Jeff Luhnow.
Where's your name?
Absolutely. Jeff Luhnow is the best. Well, and Daryl's doing a hell of a job as well.
Then trust Luhnow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.